文是在路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节，请各位打开经文，打开之后就听我读。路加福音，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大事后的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候你，你不在意吗？请吩咐他来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。我们今天很开心请到陈卓明牧师来到我们当中为我们证道。他今天讲的主题是门徒的首要责任。我们请陈卓明牧师。
As we mentioned, last week was Mother's Day.
我们都知道上个礼拜是母亲节。
And this morning we want to look at a passage about two women.
今天呢，早上我们会看关于两个女人的故事。
In fact, they are two sisters.
她们是两姊妹来的。
But before we jump into the passage, I want you to kind of understand the context of this passage in the book of Luke.
我们在解释这段经文的时间，我想大家了解一下这段经文的背景在路加福音里面。
See, the book, the Gospel of Luke was meant to be really read through in one sitting.
路加福音其实它是需要一次过去读完成本的。
And a lot of times we break it up into smaller chunks, which is also good.
有时候我们一段一段这样读都可以。
But sometimes we miss the flow of the writer.
但是这样做的时间呢，就不得流畅了。
So I want you to understand that earlier in the same chapter, chapter 10, Jesus is trying to help people to serve in evangelism.
在第十章的时间，我们见到前面的经文是讲到耶稣基督鼓励人去传福音。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 2, Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
所以在第十章第二节，我们见到耶稣基督讲，他说要收的庄稼多，作工的工人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So certainly Jesus is saying we have a very important task of evangelism.
耶稣基督在这里讲到，我们有一个很重要的工作，就是去传福音。
And we need more helpers, more workers.
我们需要更多的工人。
And then later on in the book of Luke, we get the parable of the Good Samaritan.
在迟少少的时间，我们见到圣经讲到这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And you know, in that parable, this man was beaten and robbed.
在这个比喻里面，我们见到一个人是被人抢劫打伤。
And the religious people walk by, they can't be bothered because they're too busy.
那些宗教人员呢就行过，但是呢冇帮助佢，因为佢哋太忙了。
Only a Samaritan who is despised came and helped this person.
只有一个被人睇小嘅撒玛利亚人，佢愿意帮助呢个人。
And so Jesus is saying, not only are disciples involved in evangelism, they are also involved in helping people.
所以耶稣基督喺度讲到，作为一个门徒，唔单止系传福音，而且要帮助其他嘅人。
And so,For many of us, that obviously means a lot of things that we have to do.
对很多人来讲，这个就说明我们有很多的工作是需要做的。
But then Jesus tells this story about his visit to the home of Mary and Martha.
跟着呢，圣经讲到有一个故事，就是耶稣基督去访问马大和玛利亚这个家庭。
In chapter Luke 10 verse 38, it says, Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
在第38節我們看到他們走路的時候，耶穌進了一個村莊，有一個女人名叫馬大接他到自己的家裡。
The story takes place maybe about 6 months before Jesus would be crucified.
這個故事大概發生在耶穌基督釘十字架之前的6個月。
This village is identified later as Bethany.
這個村莊以後我們看到是叫伯大尼。
AndThere was a family that lived there, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
有一个家庭住在那里，他们三兄弟姊妹马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
And so we want to particularly look at Martha.
我们特别看一看马大。
We understand that she probably was the oldest.
可能她是三个之中最大的。
And she wanted to show hospitality to Jesus.
她就想款待耶稣基督。
Now Jesus didn't have a home.
耶稣基督当时是没有家的。
And so having a home cooked meal would be a real treat for Jesus.
所以如果在家里面能够吃到一个自己煮的饭，是一个好的款待。
And though the passage doesn't specifically mention it, probably his disciples were with him.
虽然经文没有特别的讲到，但是我们相信他的门徒也都是跟着耶稣的。
So here it is that you're going to invite Jesus, the Messiah, to your house for dinner, and not only Jesus, but 12 other people.
在这里我们就见到接待尼赛亚耶稣基督和他的门徒去他的家。
It's as if you invited the pastoral staff to come to your house for dinner.
那些人数呢，就好像今天如果大家请上我们教牧同工去你家吃饭一样。
And so some of you would be very stressed out.
有些人就觉得压力很大
了。You probably make sure you clean your house.
我们首先要清理家啦。
You get the best dinnerware.
然后呢最好的食用的用具。
You prepare and buy all the food.
然后呢准备这些食物。
You want everything to be perfect.
我们希望一切都很好。
And I think Martha was up for the task.
马大他在这方面正是适当的人选。
I entitled the first point, The Mission of Martha.
在这里我愿意第一点我想跟大家分享的就是马大的使命。
It seems like Martha was a very goal-oriented person.
我们见到马大他是很有目标去做事的。
She was focused on getting the job done.
他专心就要做好这个工作。
And most of the time she did get everything done.
很多时他都是做得很好他的工作的。
And the church is filled with people like Martha.
教会其实很多马大的。
And that's good.
是好的。
Because we need people who work hard.
因为我们需要很勤力做工的人。
Who are heading toward a certain goal.
向着目标去做。
They get things done.
他们能够完成工作。
And so, I think we should observe that Martha was a good person who was showing hospitality and wanted to serve Jesus and the disciples.
我们就看到马大有一个好的心地，他愿意去款待耶稣和他的门徒。
I would say,Martha is probably very much like my mother-in-law.
我可以讲，马大可能同我嘅外母差唔多。
See, my wife is from New York City.
我嘅太太系来自纽约。
My mother-in-law is a Christian.
我嘅外母系一个基督徒。
And she's now with the Lord.
佢而家已经翻去天父嘅身边。
But when she was alive, we used to occasionally go down to New York to visit her.
但是在他生前我们时不时就去纽约去探望他。
And obviously our purpose was not to go sightseeing in New York City.
当然我们去纽约的时间不是去观光。
It was to visit her in her small apartment.
就是去到他那个小小的 apartment 那里去探访他。
And we would spend a weekend with her.
我们有时一个周末跟他一起。
But even though my purpose was to go and see her, I probably saw her back most of the time.
虽然我的目的是去探访她，但是我见到她的背脊多过见到她前面。
Because she's always in the kitchen working and preparing food.
因为她经常入了厨房就去煮饭。
Now the kitchen was a very small kitchen, so you couldn't have many people in there.
那个是一个很小的厨房，所以不能够挤很多人进去。
And so in the morning, she would be preparing breakfast for us.
在早上她就准备早餐。
And then later in the morning, she would be preparing lunch for us.
晏少少就准备午餐。
And then in the afternoon, she'll be preparing snack for us.
到了下午呢, 又准备一些茶点。
And then, you know, later she'll be preparing dinner for us.
然后傍晚呢, 她就煮晚餐了。
And then late at night, she would be preparing pastries so that we can bring it all back to Boston.
再夜一點呢, 她就准备一些糕点, 我们可以带回来波士顿。
And so she wanted to be hospitable to us.
她就很想款待我们。
She wanted to serve in many different ways.
她想在各方面去服务我们。
And I remember sometimes when we get back to Boston, we would call her and just say, oh, we arrived safely in Boston.
有时我们回到波士顿呢, 就打电话给她, 我们平安回家了。
And she would admit that she was exhausted.
她就会说,
she had fallen asleep.
我睡着了。
And she, as I reflected on our trip, I would say, yeah, we had a lot of good food.
我就想想我们的行程, 哎呀, 吃了很多好东西。
But we didn't spend much time with her.
但是没什么时间跟她聊天。
And so I think Martha and my mother-in-law are very similar, perhaps, in that way.
所以我的外母和马大呢, 其实都挺相似。
And Martha was on her mission of preparing the best meal that Jesus and the disciples ever had.
马大那个使命呢, 就是煮一餐呢, 耶稣基督和他的门徒觉得最好吃的晚餐给他吃。
But Martha had a sister named Mary.
但是马大有一个妹妹叫做玛利亚。
Verse 39, it says, And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listen to his teaching.
39节, 她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚, 在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
So we see not only the mission of Martha, we also see the position of Mary.
我们不单止见到马大的使命, 我们也都见到玛利亚的位置。
She was sitting at the Lord's feet, it says.
她的位置就是坐在耶稣基督的脚下。
Now, rabbis and teachers of that day don't teach like classrooms today.
昔日那些拉比那些老师就不跟今日那些课堂讲学。
See, today when someone teaches a class, they're standing up in front of a classroom.
今日讲学的人多数是站在那里向同学讲学。
But the rabbi of that day would be sitting down.
但是昔日的老师呢就坐在那里讲的。
And the disciples, the students would be just sitting at the rabbi's feet around him.
那些门徒学生呢就围着他的脚那里坐在那里。
And so Mary was in this position.
所以玛利亚就在这个位置那里。
She was learning from Jesus' teaching.
她就跟耶稣基督的教训学习。
And I think we should note that particularly that she is a woman.
我们特别留意呢,
you see, in that culture, people kind of look down upon women.
在那个时代呢,
they probably thought they were just a little bit higher than children.
他们的位置呢, 就刚好,
they didn't think they were really worthy to be taught. But Jesus, in this story, is teaching us that women can be disciples of Jesus as well.
但是在一个故事里面, 我们清楚看到耶稣基督看女性都可以成为他的门徒。
And I think it's similar to Jesus' point in the parable of the Good Samaritan.
有一个共通点, 亦都在, 这个好心撒玛利亚人那个故事里面。
You know, Samaritan people from Samaria were despised by the Jewish people.
撒玛利亚人呢, 在犹太人的眼中呢, 是看低他们的。
But in that parable, the Samaritan, you might say, is the hero, is the good person.
但在一个故事里面, 那个撒玛利亚人呢, 就是那里的英雄。
So I think Jesus is also making a point here.
所以耶稣基督也在这里说明一点,
that women are equal.
就是女人其实是同等的,
that they are worthy to be disciples of Jesus as well.
他们值得,也配得做耶稣基督的门徒。
But then there is a problem here.
但是有一个问题出现了。
There's a family dispute.
就家里面有些吵架。
So I don't know if you've had family gatherings.
不知道大家有没有家庭聚集。
And all of a sudden there is an argument that breaks out.
聚集的时间就闹交。
And so in some sense this is what happens.
在这里我们见到就是这样了。
In verse 40 it says, But Martha was distracted with much serving.
在第40节, 马大事后事多心里忙乱。
That word distracted means to be pulled away or dragged away.
心里忙乱的意思就是说个注意力呢已经被人捉咗去第二度啦。
Martha wanted to have a great feast for Jesus.
佢嘅目标呢就係煮一餐好餸俾耶稣食。
And so she had lots of things that she had to do.
所以佢有好多嘢要做。
And so she was distracted, and instead of focusing upon Jesus, she was focused upon serving.
所以佢嘅注意力咧就唔喺耶稣嘅身上，而喺咧去煮饭嘅身上。
She was focused on preparing the dinner and preparing all the food and everything so that Jesus would be well served.
佢嘅目标咧就系煮好啲餸，所以耶稣基督咧就好开心啦，食得。
So maybe at this point the soup was boiling over.
喺个时间可能啲汤啊滚泻咯。
The fish was being burned.
鱼啊烧窿咗咯
，and the table was not set。
个台咧都未执好。
And so in later on verse 40, Martha went up to Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me."
所以喺四十节下半节，我哋就睇到佢樽前来说：主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意么？请吩咐她来帮助我。
Martha was upset.
马太好明显好唔开心。
And she was upset with Jesus too.
佢对耶稣唔开心添啊。
Because, you know, she's saying, "Oh, don't you care about me?"
佢对耶稣其实就系讲你唔关心我啊。
You should be telling my sister to get into the kitchen.
你应该叫我个妹去厨房帮我嘛。
Now notice it says, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?" So apparently Mary was serving and helping before, but now she is at the feet of Jesus.
所以呢好明显玛利亚呢本来都系喺度帮緊手嘅，但係而家一开始耶稣讲到佢就坐喺度听。
Maybe Martha had a much more elaborate dinner than Mary expected.
可能马大佢嘅心目中谂嗰个筵席咧系好盛大嘅筵席，玛利亚冇谂到整到咁大嘅。
But whatever the reason, Martha was very upset.
无论点，马大好唔高兴。
And so, thirdly, we see the admonition of the Lord.
所以我哋就见到耶稣基督嘅教导。
And we see this in two ways: the negative and the positive.
我们见到一方面是积极的，一方面是消极的指
证。Verse 41, it says, "And the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.'"
第41节，耶稣回答：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Now Jesus wasn't being very harsh with her.
耶稣基督在这里其实不是责备得他很犀利。
He's trying to send her a message, but Jesus loved her.
耶稣基督其实是爱马大的，但是他要讲给他听一个事实。
And that's why he repeats her name, Martha, Martha.
所以他重复叫他马大啊马大。
And it wasn't that she was serving too much.
不是他做事太多。
That was not the problem.
这个不是最主要的问题。
But she was serving with the wrong kind of spirit.
但是他的服务的时间有一个错误的观念。
Now, yes, she had a big plan for a maybe elaborate meal.
她可能有一个目标就是煮一个很盛大的筵席。
And maybe it would have been better for her to have a simpler meal.
其实可能更好的就是她一个简单的筵席就好了。
Instead of 10 courses, maybe 2 courses would have been enough.
不用10碟送，可能两三碟就好了。
But whatever it was, it caused her to get anxious and angry.
但是他搞到这么大呢，就令到他自己的心急和他的发怒。
And she began to criticize those people around her.
他就开始批评周围的人了。
Particularly her sister.
特别批评他的妹妹。
He was saying that she was not helping out enough.
就是他妹妹都不来帮手。
And I think sometimes some of us who serve in the church can get this way as well.
有时候我们在教会侍奉，我们都会变成这样。
That we're,working so very hard in serving the Lord.
我哋好勤力侍奉主。
And then we see other people who aren't serving at all.
我哋睇见周围嗰啲人好似乜都唔做。
And we get angry with them.
我哋就嬲啦。
Now certainly we should encourage them to serve.
当然我哋要鼓励其他人去服侍。
But we shouldn't get angry with them.
但系我哋唔应该向人发怒。
In fact, sometimes not serving is the right thing to do.
有時呢, 侍奉呢,
because this is what Jesus says in verse 42. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her.
但是不可少的只有一件, 玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分,
you see, Mary apparently was serving in the kitchen before.
玛利亚可能之前都在厨房,
it mentions that she left the kitchen and she went to sit at the feet of Jesus.
她离开了厨房,
and Jesus commends her for doing that. He said, but one thing is necessary, Mary has chosen the good portion.
不可少的,
so I believe that the what Jesus is trying to say here is that Mary has chosen to spend time with Jesus and to learn from him.
这里就是耶稣基督称赞玛利亚的，就是他选择了去听耶稣基督的教训，去学习。
Yes, there is a place and time for serving.
没错，有时我们真的要作工侍奉。
But maybe more important than those is spending time with Jesus and God by yourselves.
但是更重要的一件事，就是我们跟个人，跟耶稣基督有相处的时间。
That there would be a blessing from spending time with Jesus that will give you joy in service and power in service.
当我们跟耶稣基督有单独相处的时间的时候, 就给我们有力量，有喜乐去侍奉主。
And that's why it's important for us to come together to worship.
所以我们一起敬拜是很重要的。
And I don't mean just attend worship.
我的意思不是只是坐在这里去听崇拜。
I mean really spending time with God and communing with him.
而在崇拜的时间，我们跟神有一个相处的时间，跟他有交通的时间。
And it's not just corporately together, but also individually day by day.
不单只是我们聚集一起去敬拜，我们每日都与主同行。
That we need to spend time in daily devotions just with the Lord.
每日有灵修同主亲近。
And yes, there's lots of things to be done.
没错，教会有很多事做的。
We have the Great Commission that was given to us.
我们又有大使命要执行。
We have the task of world evangelism.
我们向世界都有传福音的责任。
People are hurting and they need help.
人是受伤，需要我们的帮助。
But we also need to have the priority of spending time with the Lord.
但是我们有一个优先的要做的，就是跟神有单独相处的时间。
And so that's why I believe that Luke puts this passage right after talking about the need for more laborers in the parable of the Good Samaritan.
我相信卢家医生他将这段经文摆在那个作工的人少庄家多，这个是很有原因的。
And so Jesus commends that Mary has made the right choice.
耶稣基督就说玛利亚她已经选择了上好的。
Notice it says Mary has chosen the good portion.
这里说玛利亚选择了上好的。
In other words, she made a conscious decision.
就是说她做了一个决定。
She said, spending time with Jesus is more important than having the best meal for Jesus.
她的意思就是她 去决定跟耶稣基督在一起，好过吃一餐好好的食物。
And so if we say, yes, I want to make Jesus the priority in my life, we're going to have to say no to lots of different things.
所以我们说，如果我们以耶稣基督在我们生命为优先，我们就可能向一些事去说不。
Now, our lives are very busy, isn't it?
我们的生命都是很忙的。
I know when I was a student, as I was heading to graduation, I was feeling like overwhelmed with all the work that I had to do.
当我是一个学生就来毕业的时间，我就发觉哇，咁多功课嘅。
I had to test to prepare and papers to write.
又要写文章，又要应付考试。
So I said, "Oh, that'd be great when I get a job."
我就话啊，我出嚟做嘢就好咯。
I'll have much more time for myself.
出来做事就多些时间。
I can take it easy.
我就可以舒服些。
But then I got a job.
然后我真系有工作啦。
And the job is very demanding.
但系工作原来好忙嘅。
And then later on serving in the church, it seems like church work is endless.
然后我喺教会侍奉，我就发觉教会嘅工作系永远做唔完噶。
And then you have a family.
然后又有屋企啦。
And you have to take care of the children.
然后又要照顾儿女。
And you buy a house, and you have to take care of your house.
买咗间屋，然后又要照顾间屋。
And so.It seems like what I thought was going to be an easier life seems to be just as busy.
我以为咧将来会更好，点知咧越来越忙就真。
And so at this point in my life, I'm as busy as I've ever been in my life.
到咗我呢个年纪，我发觉咧喺我生命中咧仍然系好忙嘅。
And I'm looking forward to retirement.
我就希望退休啊。
But those people who retired.Tell me, oh, we're very busy too.
但是退休的人又告诉我退休很忙的。
They say, oh, you got to take care of grandchildren, you got to take care of this. Oh, they say, oh, it's very busy.
又要凑孙又要这样又要那样很忙的。
And so, our lives are always going to be busy.
所以我们的生命永远都忙的。
But we have to make the conscious choice of making Jesus the priority.
但我们要做一个选择做一个决定就是耶稣基督是我们的优先。
That we come To worship God.
我哋嚟系要敬拜主。
To spend time with Him.
我哋花时间同佢一齐。
To look into His Word.
我哋去睇佢嘅话语。
To talk with Jesus as we pray.
去同耶稣基督向佢祈祷。
And so, in the midst of a busy life, saying the priority is.To spend time with the Lord.
所以在忙乱的生活里面我们有一个优先就是跟神有单独相处的时间。
Now please don't misunderstand, I'm not saying serving is wrong.
请大家不要误会我不是说去为主工作侍奉是错的。
We need people to serve.
我们需要人去做工。
There's lots of needs in the church and elsewhere.
教会和其他的地方都很多需要。
But I'm not saying,Don't be like Martha, but be like Mary.
我唔系话咧，唔好千祈唔好学马大，净系学玛利亚。
I'm saying, in some sense, you need to be like both of them.
我嘅意思就系有阵时我哋两个都要学。
We want people who are serving, but also spending time with Jesus.
我哋需要服侍嘅人，但系我哋亦都需要愿意同神一齐嘅人。
And so.I know that we are perhaps different personalities as well.
我相信我们各人的性格都不同。
We may have different spiritual gifts.
我们的恩赐也都不同。
And so, some of us, it may be easier, for some of us, it's harder.
对一些人来说这件事会易一点一些人来说这件事难一点。
But I think this passage particularly speaks to those people who just like to get a lot of things done.
我相信这段的经文是要提醒我们特别那些经常挂着做事的人。
And so, we can be so focused on serving Jesus that we forget to spend time in fellowshipping with Jesus.
我们只是落手落脚做我们就不记得跟耶稣基督有交通的时间。
And so, I think, we're going to be closing in a few moments, but we're going to be singing the hymn, Take Time to be Holy.
我哋一陣呢我想同大家睇一首嘅聖詩就係
Take time to be holy, 392.
聖聖需要功夫。
And, let me just read for you the lyrics, because sometimes we sing these things, but we don't take notice of the words.
392首我读同大家读出其中嘅歌词。
392 and please follow along as I read just stanzas 1 and 2.
我想同大家读出第一节同埋第二节。
Okay, why don't you just read in Chinese.
诚圣需用功夫警醒常祷告时常与主亲近领受主真道结交属神儿女帮助软弱人无论所作何事莫忘求主恩诚圣需用功夫世界虽忙碌应当放下世事单单亲近主时常仰望耶稣更照主模样亲友藉你言行可见主形象
Apparently Martha learned her lesson
好明显马大学到他的功课
In John chapter 12, it records another dinner.
在约翰福音十二章记录了另外一个的晚餐。
Jesus was there.
耶稣基督又在那里。
Certainly the disciples and Mary and Lazarus were there.
连呢他的门徒玛利亚、拉撒路都在那里。
So there was at least 15 people at this dinner party.
最少有15人在那里。
But there's no word of complaint from Martha there.
马大呢就没再投诉了。
So maybe she learned her lesson.
所以她是已经学到她的功课。
That as she serves the Lord, she also makes the priority to spend time with Jesus as well.
就是她一方面是服侍主，但是另外一方面她都用时间同主去相处。
And I hope that you will learn that lesson as well.
我希望大家也都学到这个功课。
Yes, it's good to serve.
冇錯，侍奉係好嘅。
There's a great need. We need people to serve.
好有需要有人嚟侍奉。
But to serve with the right attitude and the right heart, we need to spend time with Jesus.
但係用一個正確嘅心、正確嘅態度去侍奉，我哋首先需要同主去有時間相處。
Instead of looking at other people and thinking that they should be serving, you should be examining yourself.
我哋唔好话睇见人就话你都乜都唔做，你要做嘢。我哋首先要去反省自己。
And ask yourself, am I spending enough time with Jesus?
我哋要问下自己，我哋同神有冇用时间去相处
？Do I spend time in God's Word?
我喺神嘅话语上边有冇用时间
？Do I spend time praying with to Jesus?
我有冇用时间向耶稣基督祷告咧
？So hopefully we can learn from this very important lesson.
希望我哋能够喺呢个咁重要嘅一个故事上面学习到功课。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, thank you for including this portion of scripture.
亲爱嘅天父，多谢你喺圣经里面有呢个嘅故事。
Maybe for some people it might be just a trivial incident in family life.
对一些人来讲可能是家庭生活里面一个小事。
But Jesus teaches us a very important principle.
但是耶稣基督却藉着他教我们一个很重要的原则。
That if we want to be a follower of Jesus, then we need to spend time with him.
就是我们如果需要做耶稣基督的门徒，我们要用时间跟他相处。
Otherwise, we'll be headed for burnout.
如果不是我们很容易就烧焦。
We'll be very hard to work with.
我们也都很难成为一个很难相处的人。
And so help us to sit at your feet.
我们求你给我们坐在你的脚下。
To listen to you.
去聆听你的话语。
Spend time with you.
花时间跟你相处。
That we can draw upon your strength.
我们能够得到你的力量。
In order to serve you better.
以致到我们更有力量去侍奉你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Amen.
阿们。